live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this hump day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. That is right. It is Wednesday. Wednesday already here. This week is already flying by. It is July 11th, 2018, better known as, what, 7-Eleven? I believe there's a certain store that's giving away free Slurpees today. 7-Eleven, of course. So be sure to do that. That's certainly on my to-do list for the afternoon after I say goodbye to all of you an hour from now, all right? But it's a great day here in mid-Michigan. I mean, you can't beat this weather, right? 80 degrees, the sun is out, a bit humid, but hey, I'll take this over snow any day of the week. And we plan on making your already bright Wednesday afternoon a bit brighter here on WKAR's Current Sports with a steaming hot hour of sports talk throughout these next 60 minutes. No matter how you may be listening, whether it be on our live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News, our video live stream, I should say, or you may be tuned in the old-fashioned way, right? On the radio, WKAR AM 870 or 105.1 FM, or you may be listening to the podcast version at WKAR.org. No matter how you may be listening, we certainly appreciate you allowing Current Sports to be a part of your afternoon. So what do we got on the slate today, you ask? Well, I'll be happy to tell you. We will be chatting about the state of media, seeing as though a story broke yesterday that has the local sporting world here in the state of Michigan in a buzz. He is a longtime voice. I mean, we are talking about more than three decades of work behind the mic as the Detroit Lions radio color commentator. He was let go. He was fired this week for really no reason, if you ask me. I mean, that's just how our business is. I mean, one minute I could be saying, "What's up, beautiful people?" And the next day I could be without a job for no matter what reason, right? I mean, maybe the station decides to go another way. You know, maybe the news director has another vision. I mean, that's the world of media. It's cutthroat. That's how life is sometimes. And a pretty big name in the world of local sports broadcasting got a bad taste in his mouth after he was fired after 31 years of work with the Detroit Lions. Folks, you guys know who I'm talking about. That being Jim Brandstatter. I got a few things to say about that fire of Brandstatter, and I'll put a few things in perspective when discussing media today in 2018. Nobody is safe, folks. That is the nature of the beast. That is how the business goes. Also, we'll be talking about the NBA. Looks like Adam Silver, commissioner of the National Basketball Association, and the league, the upper execs of the league, are really close to implementing the one-and-done rule, and throwing that rule out the window, I should say. Basically, looking at the one-and-done rule, those who decide to go to college for 1 year and say, all right, I'm done, I'm foregoing my eligibility for the next few years, and I'm going straight to the league. Well, Adam Silver in the league, it looks as though they are going to toss that rule out the window and make high school players eligible to declare for the NBA draft yet again. It's been quite some time since we have seen that, folks. So we'll have thoughts on that. Also, as promised, on yesterday's Current Sports, I want to bring to you the details of this amazing story out in Thailand concerning a youth soccer team that was trapped in a cave for days, and this incredible rescue crew able to rescue all 12 players plus their coach. There was sadly one life that was taken during the rescue mission, but man, oh man, I mean, this is a story that certainly just makes you say, how in the world did this happen? And how in the heck did the rescue operation, how was it this successful? Now, it's a truly amazing story. We'll bring that to you. All of that while, of course, allowing you to be a part of the fun, multiple ways in which you can weigh in. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Again, as I mentioned, you can check us out on our live stream right now at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can even join the conversation on Twitter. Tweet me directly at Al Martin. WKAR is my Twitter handle, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. But hey, you know what's next. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners. All right, I want to start by just giving you some of the scores from last night's Moneyball Summer League Pro-Am. At 6 p.m. yesterday evening, we saw Team Showtime rocking the gold jerseys defeat Team Vintage in the green. That was an 83-68 final. Team Splatter rocking the black, beating Team Quicksilver in the gray. That was a 76-67 final in Game 2, which tipped off at 7 p.m. And in the final game from last night's Moneyball League, we saw Team Glory rocking the red jerseys defeat Team Definition in the blue. 109-80, the final last night. I mean, we saw players like Nick Ward and Kyle Ahrens of MSU basketball. All of that, I'll just kind of just showcase you the MSU basketball players that were in action last night. Nick Ward, Kyle Ahrens, Josh Langford, Thomas Kithier, Aaron Henry, Kenny Goins, Matt McQuaid, Marcus Bingham Jr., Gabe Brown, Cassius Winston, Xavier Tillman, and Foster Lawyer, all rocking Moneyball League Summer Pro-Am jerseys last night. All right, and speaking of Michigan State men's basketball players, he isn't on the Forbes list, but he's for sure getting paid, without a doubt. Former Michigan State men's basketball stud Bryn Forbes is staying put with the San Antonio Spurs, and he inked a two-year deal with the historic franchise. Forbes went undrafted in 2016 before signing with San Antonio and Greg Popovich, and has spent the last two years with the team. He appeared in 80 games last season, averaged 6.9 points per game while shooting a 42.1% clip from the floor. According to Spotrac.com, Forbes made $1.3 million last season. That's pretty impressive, right, for a transfer from Cleveland State to Michigan State, who really blossomed into one of the best shooters in MSU program history. Very impressive stuff. And you guys know this guy, right?
From Park Hill in the city of Denver at the University of Colorado, in the home red, blue, and white tonight, the 6'3",
that's got to provide some nostalgia. Yeah, it definitely should, folks. That's right. The announcement of Chauncey Billups by Mason, one of the best in-arena sports announcers, not just in the NBA, but in all of sports. He still rocks the mic for those who have attended a Pistons game in recent years. But that right there, the announcing of Chauncey Billups as he walked onto the court at the Palace of Auburn Hills. The Detroit Pistons legend, Billups, will return to the Motor City this weekend when Ice Cube's Big Three rolls into Little Caesars Arena. The heart and soul of the Pistons' 04 NBA championship team, the man known as Mr. Big Shot, serves as captain of the Killer Threes, one of eight teams in the second-year professional three-on-three league. That is incredibly entertaining. If you have not watched the Big Three, check it out, and you got an opportunity to check it out right in the city of Detroit this weekend. Billups, who hasn't played yet this season due to off-season knee surgery, is expected to suit up in Detroit. The Killer Threes will take on Trilogy in the first of a four-game slate at Little Caesars Arena beginning at 7 p.m. on Friday night. All right, longtime Detroit Lions radio analyst Jim Brandstatter said he wasn't the only person blindsided by WJRAM's decision to terminate his contract on Tuesday. Brandstatter told the media, quote, "I called the people over at the Lions and they didn't know. They were not aware. We all got blindsided today." That included radio play-by-play announcer and Fox 2 sports director Dan Miller, who was traveling by air and has been Brandstatter's booth partner since 2005. Now, after Brandstatter spoke with WJR, he called his wife, Robbie Timmons, and then Miller. Quote, "Dan Miller wasn't aware either. I called him just briefly. He was traveling. He was on a flight. So I wanted to call him first because he's a good friend and a dear man and an outstanding play-by-play guy. And he and I have had just a great time doing the games. And I wanted to call him and let him know first thing because I did not know whether or not he knew." Quite a way to find out that you have been let go, fired, after rocking the mic for an organization for more than 30 years. 31, to be exact. I've got extended thoughts on that story in just a moment. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver believes that they are getting closer and closer to eliminating the one-and-done rule. He made it clear on Tuesday that there is growing support for a change that would allow players to enter the league at the age of 18 rather than require them to play 1 year of college basketball or internationally. Now, Adam Silver is also aware that in order for this to go through, it has to be approved by the National Basketball Players Association, but the commissioner is certain that it will be gone within the near future. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as well. Duncan Robinson has signed a two-way contract with the Miami Heat following an impressive showing in the Summer League. Robinson is averaging over 12 points a game and shooting almost 58% from the field. So yet another Michigan baller taking his talents to the NBA. Quote, "I feel like there's still a long ways for me to go, and it's great to see me out here and be able to showcase myself a little bit." That's what Robinson said in a post to the Heat's Twitter account last week. He went on to write, quote, "It's all about growth for me, progress over perfection." And you know how the quote goes. If you're 5 minutes early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. I absolutely love that quote. I live by that quote, mostly. Magic Johnson took that quote way too literal by showing up, get this, an hour early for his scheduled meeting with LeBron James on June 30th. And he waited in his car outside of LeBron's California home until the moment arrived. Magic was an hour early. Talk about handling business, right? Johnson said his conversation with James, which began at 9:01 p.m., when free agency began, was mostly two guys just talking about basketball. Johnson went on to say, quote, "We had a great time of going back and forth. Here we are, two guys, similar, both from the Midwest, both grew up poor, both love to compete, both love to win, and I think both excel at the highest level. We connected right when I walked in the door. Just two guys that talk free to each other and talk basketball. And that's what I love about LeBron," end quote. You know what's also cool? Engineer Ian Hawley. Did you see this story coming out of L.A. yesterday? But apparently, there was this pizza promotion, right? I believe it's Blaze Pizza. Blaze Pizza had a promotion or a free pizza. Did you see the story with LeBron last night?
No, sir.
Get this. LeBron tweeted out on his Twitter account that, He like tagged a certain pizzeria out there. Not sure what part of Los Angeles it is, but after he tweeted it out, because he said, a slice of pizza sounds good from there right about now. So everybody and their mom showed up to this pizzeria looking for LeBron James to show up. Of course, LeBron James is a mogul. You know, that's also a security hazard. I mean, LeBron James just can't walk into a pizza place, especially out in L.A. where you just signed and everybody is losing their mind that you just signed with the purple and gold. But, you know, that's a security risk. LeBron James just can't walk into a pizzeria and get a slice of pizza. So he didn't show up. You know, actually, his wife, Savannah, posted on his Twitter account LeBron James in a pool in like a donut. Like a donut inflatable kind of thingy, and with the caption like "donut kill my vibe" with LeBron just kind of chilling. And but Laker fans were so like ticked off about LeBron not showing up, I should say. And there were local media there as well, you know, hoping to get an interview with LeBron James. But do you blame LeBron James for not showing up to this pizzeria?
No, absolutely not. LeBron has no obligation to those people to just walk around the street and make himself available for public comment. I mean, he's a private citizen at the end of the day. He happens to be the most famous basketball player in the world, but that doesn't mean he's just, you know, at your discretion for when and where you want to see him.
Exactly.
You know? And I'm sure there were some very unhappy fire marshals in the city of Los Angeles that day.
I'm sure.
They were not following the code.
I saw pictures, and we were talking about hundreds of people just outside in line, you know, of course trying to get a free slice of pizza, but also trying to see LeBron James.
And he didn't even say he was going to be there? Like there was...
It kind of hinted that he may show up, but he didn't also say he was not going to show up. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I get the mindset. But you can't be upset that the man didn't show up because he's LeBron James. What do you expect?
He's got a family and a wife to go take care of. He's got other things to do besides show up at this pizza place.
Preach on.
Give the man a break. Give the man a break. We're in the off season.
Right. You're like a local celebrity yourself, Ian. You got to be careful where you go.
I know. I can't go anywhere without getting recognized anymore. I had to wear my sunglasses inside.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
If you tweeted out you were going to, you know, to a local establishment here, I mean, everybody would be flocking to see Ian Hawley.
That's why I stay off Twitter. Now you know.
Preach on, brother. All right, Tigers Rays. Last night, the Tigers' starting pitching woes continued. Matthew Boyd struggled in his outing, giving up 5 runs in the 3rd inning, which was all that the Tampa Bay Devil Rays needed. They did not score for the rest of the game, but with solid pitching from the Rays, the Tigers were nearly shut out for the 12th time this season from a seemingly non-existent offensive performance. Nico Goodrum and Nicholas Castellanos each cashed in RBIs in the 9th inning in a losing effort. The Tigers now fall to 40-54 on the season and remain 3rd in the American League Central. And as I talk right now, the Detroit Tigers are finishing up that series against the Tampa Bay Rays. It is in the top of the 4th. The Tigers lead Tampa Bay 2-1. So there you have that. We'll see if the Tigers can hold on to that lead. And to close out our headliners, let's go to Behind the Glass. Right now, current sports production assistant Connor Mathis brings us a World Cup update. What's up, Connor?
All right. So yesterday, France punched their ticket to the World Cup final after a Samuel Umtiti goal in the 51st minute propelled them to a 1-0 victory over Belgium in yesterday's semifinal. Today at 2 p.m., Croatia faces England in the second semifinal matchup on Fox and Telemundo. For Croatia, they look to make their debut at a World Cup final, while England tries to make its return to the final for the first time since they won the whole thing in 1966. Now, the loser of today's game will face off against Belgium Saturday at 10 a.m. to compete for 3rd place.
All right, good stuff there. I actually caught a bit of that match in my office yesterday, the France match, and man, it was pretty exciting, I must say. It's I see why people go crazy over the World Cup, because everything's on the line now. It's one game elimination, and it's hard to believe, Connor, that the final is just now, 4 days away. So who do you think wins today?
I've got Croatia today. I think it's going to be Croatia and France in the final.
Okay, I'm going with England. I'm going with England to take it today. It should be a fun match, though. All right, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Multiple ways in which you can weigh in. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. Check out the live stream there. Comment below that video and tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports or tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR.
Disappointed, and think I can still do the job as well as anybody out there. I'm, you know, good things come to an end, and this one came to an end. There wasn't much of a conversation. I thought we were going to redo the final 3 years of the contract, and they told me that they were going to go in a different direction. WJR did, and I said, "Do you mean I'm terminated? I mean, like you're firing me? Like I'm not going to do the Lions games anymore?" You know, I was kind of working in my mind, is this really happening? And they said, yeah, that's where we're going. And I said, well, thank you very much, and hung up. Right off the top, it was tough, but after a while, I figured, you know, I've had 31 years doing this, and that's a great run. Look, we did an 0-16 season. We always gave it our best shot, no matter what the circumstance. And I still am a Lions fan, and I still hope, have great hope, that someday they're going to be in the Super Bowl. And I hope I'm alive to see it.
And with each passing day, my love for you grows strong in every way.
You are my life.
Oh man, that's one of my favorite summertime joints right there. Ian Hawley, you're a connoisseur of R&B music, right? Connoisseur. I said that so totally wrong. Connoisseur of R&B music. You're an R&B artist yourself.
See, don't make me out to be something grandiose here, because I'm about to tell you I don't know this song.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Yeah, I was about to put you on the spot, man. That's the great Teddy Pendergrass and Stephanie Mills, Two Hearts, one of my favorite joints. Add that to your musical collection.
I like Teddy Pendergrass, but I'm very surface level with him right now. I got to get deeper than the Greatest Hits album.
Definitely, yeah, for sure. This is like kind of deep in the archives, because it's Stephanie Mills' track. He's just featured on it. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it's a fitting song, you know, Two Hearts. I mean, a lot of Lions fans, when you got the news yesterday that a beloved staple of Detroit sports broadcasting was fired by the Detroit Lions radio network, that being Jim Brandstatter. I mean, your heart took a hit last night, didn't it? Yeah. I know, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. And in just a moment, I'll tell you the story of when I met Jim Brandstatter for the first time. It was 2 years ago. And it was such a memorable moment. And we actually, it was right before I was scheduled to interview him for something. And I'll explain in just a moment. But anybody who has met Jim Brandstatter knows that he is class personified. I mean, the dude is just good at what he does. You know, he's one of those broadcasters. I've been listening to Jim back to when I was in middle school, when I would, you know, listen to the Detroit Lions broadcast on the radio. If I happened to be traveling with the fam somewhere, you know, my dad would pop it on, you know, and you would see Jim doing his thing, or I hear Jim doing his thing on the radio. And what made Jim so good on the air is that he was just down to earth, down to earth. But there's a few lessons to learn in here. You know, this is the world of 2018 media now. The story of Jim Brandstatter is a reminder to everyone in the business of journalism, broadcasting, and just media that no job is safe. That's how it goes. You know, that there is always this weight resting on our shoulders. I feel it. I feel it all the time. You know, to deliver. And there's always like this thought in the back of many of our minds that at any moment we could be let go, you know, for really any reason. I know many of my colleagues in the business who one day showed up, did the job the best they could, and then all of a sudden they get an email, "Hey, we want to chat with you. GM." An email from the GM. "Hey, we want to chat with you. Can we schedule a meeting?" And for one reason or another, the GM or the news director felt like they wanted to go in a different direction. Dude was jobless. I know at least offhand right now, and there's probably more than I'm forgetting, I know at least four cases of reporters that I know where something similar has happened to them. But yeah, there's always that weight or pressure resting on your shoulders that you can be let go for any reason. Okay, you know, again, maybe the news organization feels like a breath of fresh air is needed, a change needs to happen in the ever-changing world of media that we live in. You know, the world of media in which social media is dominating, and in many cases, we value immediacy over accuracy, where we care more about how many clicks or views or likes we get on a story than how well the story is told, where hot takes go viral and are what sell and are what spark interest when it comes to today's media consumption, when it comes to today's audience. That's how it is today. We all know it. When you look at the case of Jim Brandstatter, I mean, Brandstatter, he began his career as a color commentator back in 1987 with the Detroit Lions radio network. And since then, he has really become the voice of the team, taking you through the highs and crazy lows. And let's be real, we're talking about the Lions here, so mostly lows that the Honolulu Blue provide on a seasonal basis. You know, you felt like when you listened to Jim Brandstatter, you felt like you were talking to a friend. Whenever you heard his voice during a broadcast, he was able to really voice your frustration as a Detroit Lions fan through the radio, through those speakers, in a way that was unique. But more so than that, it was just real. He always kept it real. And he was able to again, take your emotions, take that anger and frustration that the Lions provide you on a yearly basis, and channel it into words of really poetry. You know, he was able to make, you know, angry words sound poetic whenever you heard Jim speak. Now, he started his time broadcasting Lions games with one of the greats, that being Frank Beckman back in the day. Now, this was to last for two seasons before Frank was replaced by another great, that being a booming voice, and Mark Champion. Love Mark Champion. Love listening to Mark Champion. In 2005, Champion was replaced by a man who has become a Lions broadcasting legend in his own right. And he's been on Current Sports many times, that being current play-by-play broadcaster Dan Miller. Dan is fantastic. I love listening to Dan. I grew up, actually, as many of you know, on the west side of Detroit and in the Detroit area. Dan Miller is a sports anchor, longtime sports anchor and reporter for Fox 2 News. And briefly here, when reading the reaction from many in the business, the reaction of many in the business on social media after finding out the news, I want to start with Dan Miller's, because Dan has worked with Jim Brandstatter a long time, and those two work so well together. And as you heard in our headliners, if you're just now tuning in, I mean, the story of how Jim got the news, that's how cutthroat it is. This is how cutthroat it is. Jim said he called the people over at the Lions and they didn't know. They were not aware. He said, quote, "We all got blindsided today, including Dan Miller, his partner on the air." Brandstatter said, quote, "Dan Miller wasn't aware either. I called him just briefly. He was traveling. He was on a flight, so I wanted to call him first because he's a good friend and a dear man, an outstanding play-by-play guy, and he and I have had just a great time doing the games. And I wanted to call him and let him know first thing because I didn't know whether or not he knew. And apparently, I got off the phone quickly, and when I got done with the WJR first call, I got his voicemail, and he called me right away, and apparently WJR program director Mike Wheeler had called him immediately when he got out of the meeting with WJR general manager Tom O'Brien. So he had just found out really no more than a minute or two after I found out. And what also surprises me, this wasn't done in person. This was done over the phone. 31 years, you're on the air. And when they decide to change direction, they don't bring you in to look you in the eye and say, we're letting you go. They shoot you a phone call. Dan Miller went on his Twitter page and had this to say of the firing of Jim Brandstatter. Quote, guys, I'm gathering my thoughts and about to get on a plane. Today is a very tough day. I love Jim Brandstatter like a brother. And most importantly, he is fantastic at his job. One of the best in the NFL. I'm so lucky to have spent 13 years worth of Sundays with him. Mark Champion, quote, so sorry to hear Brandy won't be on Lions broadcast. He was the absolute best during our 16 years together. Great friend and a true professional. Brad Galley of WXYZ, quote, the news is fresh for Jim Brandstatter, but minutes after he found out, he told me he found a silver lining. I get to have Thanksgiving dinner. How about that? For the first time in 35 years, Thanksgiving dinner. That's totally like Jim Brandstatter, isn't it? He's always looking at the glasses half full. But I could go on and on and on with the different reactions on social media of people who are just in shock and outrage. I don't know why they felt the need to make the move. If you're curious as to who will be replacing Jim Brandstatter, it will be former Detroit Lions great Lomas Brown, who briefly had a broadcasting stint on ESPN. Lomas now, I assume, will be paired with Dan Miller for this upcoming season. The business is cutthroat, folks. And I tell students who are trying to get in this business all the time that there are so few jobs in this industry. I make this speech all the time. But as you guys, for you who know me, you know, I'm all about following your destiny. All right? At the end of the day, nobody can tell you what to do with your life, despite what the statistics look like, despite what the numbers are, despite how few and far in between jobs in this industry are. If you feel it in your heart that you want to do this and you've got the work ethic to go out there and get it, go after it. But again, the reality is that this business is cutthroat, and it's so hard to just get your foot in the door. I am incredibly blessed. And I thank the man upstairs every time I wake up that I get a chance to come here to WKAR and sit behind this mic, because it is an honor and a privilege. And this isn't work, folks. I'm stealing money here, without a doubt. That's how the business is, though. This is a prime example of life not being fair. For the past 31 years, Brandy had been calling games. We're talking about, again, 31 years. A career that began 3 years prior to me even being born. You would think an incredible career like that with an organization would end on his own terms. But the business of show ain't always fair. Heck, this is the same business. This is the same field that fired, if you remember, the great Ernie Harwell back in 1990. Harwell, the legendary voice of the Detroit Tigers, whose career, this is a bit eerie, whose career lasted just as long as Jim Brandstatter's with the Lions. That's right, 31 seasons. When you look at Jim's resume, it's quite impressive. Jim Brandstatter is a past president and active member of the Detroit Sports Media, formerly the Detroit Sports Broadcasters Association, an organization that does a lot of great work in the Detroit metro area. He is a member of the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame. He was inducted then in 2014 and holds many other well-deserved honors and awards. Brandstatter is a man who embodies the spirit of the city of Detroit and this great state of Michigan. And 2 years ago, I got the opportunity to meet this great man, Jim Brandstatter, as, again, another feather in the cap for him occurred at the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's right. Jim Brandstatter is from Mid-Michigan. He went to East Lansing High School. And 2 years ago, he was a part of the 2016 class. Again, Bob Every, who is the chairman, he does a great job as chairman of the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame. Bob Every actually set me up with an interview prior to that year's induction ceremony, as he does every single year. And Jim Brandstatter, I remember meeting him, and I remember I was talking with my former boss, Fred Heumann, at WLNS-TV6, and Jim Brandstatter walks over for my interview, and, you know, Fred and Jim go way back, and they slap fives, and Fred actually introduced me to Jim before I began the interview with Jim, and Jim's like, "Hey, how you doing, man? You know, y'all, you're at WKAR. You know, I heard great things about you." I had no idea. I mean, Jim is one of those guys, you meet him and you feel like you've known him all your life. You know, we chatted for about 5 minutes before the red light went on the camera. An amazing interaction with the man, just down to earth and so humble. We talked outside of the banquet hall minutes before he had to enter to give his Hall of Fame induction speech. He embraced me before the interview, as I just noted. And he encouraged me to keep up the great work here at WKAR. Again, class personified. Right now, I just want to play a snippet of that conversation coming from our current sports broadcast back on July 29th of 2016. He is now really just a great presence on the air, folks. If you've never listened to Jim Brandstatter on the air, I mean, you are missing out on quality stuff. He's actually a Michigan Association of Broadcaster Hall of Fame play-by-play and color analyst for Michigan football and color analyst of the Detroit Lions. Got a chance to chat with Jim, and of course, I start off the same way. I mean, Jim, how'd you get the news?
I got the call from my brother Art, who is in the hall,
right?
And he's one of the directors of the Lansing Hall, and he said, "Well, you finally made it." And I said, "Made what?" Because normally he calls me up and asks me if I can buy him dinner. So when he said I'm in the Hall of Fame at Lansing Sports Hall of Fame, I was thrilled. And the reason is one, this is my hometown, and two, Brother Art and Brother John are both in the hall with the 1958 East Lansing High School State Champion basketball team. And for me, they were my heroes when I was growing up. And to be now joining them in this hall, it doesn't get any better than that. And so that's why I'm thrilled.
Did you see this coming, Jim?
You know, I didn't. You don't go out there and say, "Hey, I'm in business so I can be in a Hall of Fame." You don't do that.
Right.
You just go do your thing, and you try to do it as best you can. And things that happen just happen. So I never saw it coming. I wasn't trying to get in any Hall of Fame. I just was trying to do a good job of whatever I did. And whether it was playing football at Michigan or getting broadcasting, I just wanted to be good at what I could do.
He used to work for me, and he's got a chance to replace
you. Now, you see, this is what happens.
He's got a chance to replace you one day.
Hang in there, because it's coming soon. I'm not going to do this till they carry me out.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. As you just alluded to, you've had a remarkable career on the field, but away from it as well. I mean, what was it like when you first got into business doing this and getting behind a mic?
It was the same as it is with you, really. I mean, I was the guy. Actually, I didn't have anybody shooting camera like you do. You got two beautiful women over there shooting the camera. I used to have, well, actually, that's not true. My wife used to actually shoot for me when we were at Channel 10.
Really?
Robbie Timmons. She was a news anchor. Okay. And when we would go out on stories, I would shoot for her, and she would shoot for me. We would take the stuff back, and we would edit it ourselves. We would produce our own segments.
Right.
We would put our shows together all by ourselves. To me, that was the best time, learning the craft, learning my business. And so, to me, it was just, again, that progression. And then I decided, what do I really want to do? And at one point I said, I really love play-by-play. Sometimes doing the 6 and the 11 sports is okay, but I thought I wanted to do more. I wanted to be at the event. I wanted to prepare and make the event special for the listener or the watcher.
Right.
So that's why I moved into play-by-play. And luckily, I got the Lions in Michigan and made a career out of it.
Doing a great job. And I got to know, Jim, is it a catch? What's the catch-22 been like for you to be from right here in Mid-Michigan, broadcast and have ties to U of M? Do you get a lot of flack for that over the years?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, especially in the Lansing area. I mean, they go, how could you possibly leave? And I tell them, it was one of those things where I wanted to find out, you know, the story about being a big fish in a little pond, little fish in a big pond. I always wondered whether I was going to be able to play Big Ten football. And Michigan was the only Big Ten school that offered me a full-ride scholarship.
No-brainer, right?
I knew that even if I didn't play, and I was getting kicked around as a 15th squad guy, then I'd know that I couldn't play, but I'd still be able to get that education and a Michigan degree. So to me, that was a win-win. As it turned out, I was able to play. I was good enough that I could play, played on two Big Ten championship teams and two Rose Bowls, played under Bo Schembechler, which is a legendary guy, learned the business, learned football, and then carried that over into my broadcast career.
Jim, what can we expect when you take that podium tonight?
Nothing much. I mean, it's going to be short, but the one thing you'll hear is my great joy at being inducted into this hall, because it's my hometown, and being with my brothers as a family in this hall. That is special for me to join them, because they're special guys. You have a bigger brother? Do you have an older brother?
I do, yeah.
He's a special guy, isn't he?
Oh, nothing like that bond, you can never replace it.
I'm now joining them in the Hall of Fame. That's as good as it gets for me, because when I grew up, they were my heroes. Now I get to say, hey, I've joined Art and John in the Hall. Man, that's good.
Yes, and we'll certainly miss you, Jim, doing Lions games each and every Sunday. But again, you can catch Jim still rocking the mic for the University of Michigan college football broadcast each and every Saturday. And, you know, how eerie was that moment as Fred Heumann kind of interrupted the interview and said, hey, Al has a chance to replace you one day. I don't think I'm replacing Jim Brandstatter, all right? That's up next with Lomas Brown. But, you know, he went on to say that I'm not going to do this forever. Yeah. I want to know what our reaction is from our current sports listeners out there, those who have listened to Jim Brandstatter these past 31 years. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, you can also comment below our Facebook live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News and tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll take your calls as well as discuss the NBA's one-and-done rule, possibly being balled up and thrown out the window. We'll talk that and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Ian Hawley, I hope I didn't scare you with that first segment in my whole speech about it. It's so hard to get into the business, and it's so, jobs are so far and few in between. Again, if you got a dream, go after it, dude. You already got your foot in the door, to be honest with you. But it's a reality of the business, right? That's
yeah,
just
I
how
mean,
it is.
If I didn't know that by now, I would be making a big mistake getting into this industry. So, I mean, my teachers have been telling me the same thing for the past 4 years. So it's right. Always been very comforting knowing that you're going to go into a field where there's almost no jobs.
very comforting. But again, if you have the eye of the tiger, if you have the work ethic, and you got the chops for this business, you can make it somewhere, all right? I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that. This business is cutthroat. It really is. I mean, you can walk in one day with a job, and in 24 hours, you can be jobless, right? So that's just how it goes, all right? Again, we have been talking about Jim Brandstatter out, fired as the color commentary voice for the Detroit Lions alongside play-by-play voice Dan Miller. If you have comments on that, or if you want to comment on anything, on your sports noggin, you can do so by picking up that phone and dialing 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Right now, we do have a caller on line one. It's our dear friend Mike from Saginaw. Mike, what's up?
What up, man? What up, man? How was your 4th of July? Did you celebrate in Miami?
I did. I was down in Miami with the family. And the unfortunate thing about, you know, it's so funny. Out of the entire week I was there, There's only one day that rained, and of course, that day was July 4th. So, other than that, man, it was cool. You know, we still barbecued. You know, we had a tent, so we still barbecued outdoors. And they had a fireworks show down the street, and it was cool. We just kind of just relaxed, to be honest, that day. But it was a good break, without a doubt. Mike, I hope you had a good one too.
Yeah, I had a real good one, as a matter of fact, man. I'm glad I thought I'd kick it with you because I ain't kick it with you in a long time, man. Well, here's one more pop references before we can talk about sports, man. You heard of that Coop. You heard of the Coop. You ever heard of the rap group called the Coop?
Never heard of the Coop. I don't know who that is.
I mean, you know, Boots Riley has a movie with Lakeisha Stanfield calling Sorry to Bother You.
Yes, I am going to see that this week.
Yeah, it's coming out this week, man.
Right.
It's like, really, I think it's like, I'm reading all these reviews on Rotten Tomatoes and RogerEbert.com and all of this.
Right.
And they said it's like some of the scenes are like in the TV show Atlanta.
Oh, you know? Really? Well, that makes sense because Lakeith Stanfield is one of the stars of Donald Glover's Atlanta. And it has Tessa Thompson in it as well. Danny Glover is in it as well. Mm-hmm. So it looks to be Omari Hardrick from Power is in it as well. Terry Crews is in it. So it's got a great cast. I'm looking forward to checking
Thompson
it out.
Tessa Thompson, don't forget her, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. Tessa Thompson, cast is great. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
All right, man. We can talk about sports now, man. I got all the pop references out of me. But I was going to ask you, man, do you think by watching Miles Bridges and Jalen Johnson, is that how you say his name, the one, Jaron Jackson from Michigan State?
Jaron Jackson Jr., yeah.
Jaron Jackson, yep. And I was thinking about, the way they play and the way Miles Bridges and all the coaches rave about all the stuff he can do and how he coached up by Miles, by Tom Izzo, is that something you can go to Michigan State? You can go to the Michigan State basketball team and you can really be drilled in fundamentals and basically knowing how to play the game, or you have that talent when you get there.
So are you asking about how well Tom Izzo and the MSU program prepares these guys to go to the next level?
Yeah.
I think Tom does an outstanding job. I think that when you look at his track record, especially his recent track record of success with players at the next level, I mean, just look at guys like, you know, as we mentioned in our headliners, Bryn Forbes, who's succeeding with the San Antonio Spurs organization. You got Denzel Valentine balling out for the Chicago Bulls and having consistent minutes there. Draymond Green, you know, I say no more with him. Gary Harris with the breakout season he had with the Denver Nuggets last year. And now you have Miles Bridges and Jaron Jackson Jr. going as lottery picks in this year's NBA draft lottery. I think Tom Izzo's recent track record, period, when you look at the entire, alum who have gone from Michigan State to the next level in the NBA, I mean, it speaks for itself. Tom Izzo is one of the best coaches and a Basketball Hall of Fame coach for a reason. And when you look at the players he's put in the NBA and the caliber of players he's put in the NBA, I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, you know what? Because I was thinking about Trice. I seen him on the Boston Celtics summer team. And you was bringing up Duncan Robinson, how he really played well in the summer, too. I just say both of the teams in the state, Big Ten University team, if you as a player, that's what you should be wanting to look for, is to go to a university where you can get your skills, you could be playing the team concept, be able to face situations and how you handle the situations. Mm-hmm. It's just like when you get to the NBA, you got to be prepared for whatever that comes your way, man. That's
right.
When you're talking about what Adam Silver doing, he's trying to make sure the kids get a certain age before they face those unreal life situations. I understand where he's coming from, but I believe the cat is just too far out of the bag now, man.
I hear you.
It's like that.
And I'm going to comment on that right now, Mike. Yeah. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
And yeah, when you look at both the Michigan men's basketball program and Michigan State, and it's quite remarkable. I mean, you look at what John Beilein has also been able to do when putting talent in the NBA is concerned. I mean, you got Trey Burke, Tim Hardaway Jr., who I think he's overpaid, but Tim Hardaway Jr. balling out in the league right now. Caris LeVert, Glenn Robinson, who is playing with my Detroit Pistons now. I don't know where that came from, but Glenn Robinson as well. Nick Stauskas, DJ Wilson, Duncan Robinson, now in the league, as we talked about in our headliner. So John Beilein and Tom Izzo, you know, if you're looking to go to the league, I mean, Michigan and Michigan State are two programs that put players in the NBA. And I think it speaks directly to the coaching ability of both of those outstanding coaches.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what John Beilein's done over the past, you know, 5-10 years, he's making a football school into a basketball school.
Yeah,
he especially really is. With the state of their football program as it is right now.
Right.
So, I mean, there's really no argument, especially throughout the Big Ten right now. I mean, Ohio State's been down over the past few years. Penn State's rising up in the rankings. There are other teams that you could name, but I think those two schools are probably the top two right now for putting people in the NBA and probably the two premier programs in the Big Ten, at least over the past 5 years consistently.
Right. I agree. And that's a great segue into our next topic. I want to hit our final break here. When we come back, I'll bring you a quote from Commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, who made it clear on Tuesday that there is growing support for a change that would allow players to enter the league at the age of 18 rather than require them to play 1 year of college basketball or internationally. Could we be seeing now the end of the one and done rule? We'll be right back. All right, to close out the show, I want to bring this story to you all. Commissioner Adam Silver of the National Basketball Association had this to say when it comes to possibly eliminating the one and done rule in the association. Quote, "My personal view is that we are ready to make that change. It won't come immediately, but when I weighed the pros and cons, and given that former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her NCAA commission has recommended to the NBA that those one-and-done players now come directly into the league, and in essence, the college community is saying we don't want those players anymore. I mean, that sort of tips the scale in my mind that we should be taking a serious look at lowering our age to 18. Ian, I think this is long overdue. I think that when you look at basketball today and you look at the influx, especially just look at this year's NBA draft. I mean, I believe in the first round of the entire first round, we saw like two true seniors who spent all 4 years in college. In the first round alone in the 2018 NBA draft, just two true seniors go to the league. There was something like a record for lottery picks this year, a record number of you know, one and duns and maybe two and duns for this year's draft lottery. I mean, it's off the charts right now. Do you think, Ian, one and duns hurt the college game?
Definitely. I mean, if you look at some of the competitions from the 80s and 90s in the NCAA, people were staying for 3 or 4 years, you know, before they went to the NBA. So it made the competitions between teams like Duke and North Carolina a lot better, made the competitions between teams like Michigan and Michigan State a lot better. I mean, you could go down the list. Really, in any rivalry game, you'd have players there for 3 to 4 years so they could grow and they could excel against their team or their counterparts on the other team. And then when they got to the NBA, the rivalries would continue. So, I mean, I think it hurts the NBA game as well because now you have kids from Michigan and Michigan State or, you know, just an example there, but they're hanging out as buddies on the sidelines after the game because they feel the camaraderie from the Big Ten as opposed to the rivalry from it. So I think it hurts the overall competition of not only the NCAA, but the NBA as well.
Yeah, I hear you. And again, when you have a player coming to college who knows that he wants to be a one-and-done guy, you know, a lot of them aren't fully engaged. You know, I'll say this. I think some of them are because, again, they want to be lottery picks, you know. But when you have a player who knows already off rip that he's going to come to whatever school he decides to go to in college, play one season, and then make that leap, it really puts a lot of pressure on these coaches recruiting-wise because then, you know, you thought, and you thought recruiting prior, because this rule was put in place. This rule has been put in place since 2006. I can only imagine what it's been like for a coach who's trying to keep his job in the college ranks since 2006, because you've had pressure to really kill and tear up the recruiting trail every single season. Because if you don't, I mean, you could have a lot of turn. You're going to have a lot of turnover if you accrue some of the top talent in the nation. But for me, I think that if, again, when this rule is changed, I think we're on the verge of it being tweaked now. When it is changed, these players who do decide to go to college have to at least stay in there for 2 years, because it does. There's a trickle down effect to when you watch the college game. You're sitting there saying this player needs to be more developed. You know what I mean? And then you see, again, 39% of those who enter the NBA or play in the NBA right now, 39% of the players currently in the NBA have had at least one stint in the NBA's development league or the G League. So I think we're really on the verge of seeing this happen, and I think it's way long overdue. We'll have extended dialogue on this topic on tomorrow's show. But until then, we are on a 23-hour break. I also want to remind you all, I don't know if you guys have been checking this out on our Facebook page, but we will be taking Current Sports on the road next week, Friday, at Cooley Law School Stadium prior to the Lansing Lugnuts and Peoria matchup at 7:05 p.m. We'll have more details as the week continues. Until then, though, folks, we'll see you on Thursday. Go get that Slurpee, right? Be easy, people.